Welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Tyler Adkisson. Heavy rains battered the Midwest this spring, flooding fields and drowning crops. But big storms this year are not just bad luck. As Harvest Public Media's Abby Wendell reports, more violent spring and summertime storms could be the new norm.
The Midwest is sopping wet. Illinois had its rainiest June on record. Rivers in Iowa could crest higher than ever. Many are jumping their banks. And Missouri is struggling to soak up 150% more moisture than it's used to getting in the spring. The corn crop is in trouble, and many farmers haven't been able to get their soybeans in the ground. Farmers like Matt Plenge. He usually farms 5,000 acres of corn and soybeans in northeastern Missouri. But when he walks out into his fields that should be filled with a new crop, it sounds like this. Plenge roots around in the muck and pulls up a pale and puffy soybean seedling with a broken stem.
See how that's rotted right there? Whenever they lay in water, or they might sprout, and then they'll just instantly kind of turn brown and just rot right there in the ground.
That's a feeling farmers like Plenge might have to get used to, because this season's storms are not a fluke. They're one consequence of a century-long pattern in which the Midwest has gotten 2 degrees warmer. Jim Angel is the Illinois state climatologist.
As you warm the Earth's atmosphere, it kind of revs up the water cycle as well, so you tend to get more humidity, more fuel for passing thunderstorms.
Today, the Midwest gets 10 to 15% more precipitation than a century ago. Angel says records for more recent decades show that storms are also becoming more intense, unleashing high winds and hail and dumping several inches of rain at once, which can be a nightmare for farming. The big storms are giving farmers less time to plant their crop, as every extra inch of rain keeps them off their fields for at least 2.5 days. But it's not all bad news. The Midwest's changing climate does have some benefits. Eugene Tockley co-authored the most recent National Climate Assessment's chapter on agriculture. He says more rain allows the soil to stockpile water, giving plants something to drink when things dry up later in the summer. Plus, warmer temperatures have farmers reaping the rewards of plumper corn and bulkier soybeans.
It's allowed them to plant earlier, and they harvest it later. And so the longer growing season generally means they can convert more atmospheric carbon dioxide into plant carbon and to grain, and so yields have gone up.
For now. With temperatures likely to be even hotter by mid-century, scientists predict yields to plateau in the core of the Corn Belt. And the western and southern parts, like Kansas and the bottom half of Missouri, they could get too hot to grow corn at all.
There are regions that are going to experience a transformation of agriculture. And that is, you have to do something totally different, and it may be going back to grazing land as it was originally.
Back on his muddy farm in Missouri, Matt Plenge is coming to terms with the more immediate heartbreak of having to let a large chunk of his land go fallow.
So I know there's some acres we won't get planted now at all. I've already scratched them off the list, but that just cuts into our pocket and our bottom line.
If he survives this year's economic blow, the science suggests his land will be able to continue growing corn and soybeans, at least for many decades. Abby Wendell, Harvest Public Media.
That's all for this week's episode of Under the Microscope. I'm Tyler Adkisson.